Radio Prague News.
Around 1,000 people held a protest in Moravský Krumlov on Sunday over the moving of Alfons Mucha's Slav epic to Prague. Two police cars collided in the Czech capital on Saturday evening. And the wife of former Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek has sparked a row with comments she made about female members of parties in the recently formed government. Around 1,000 people held a protest in Moravský Krumlov on Sunday over the moving of Alfons Mucha's Slav epic to Prague. The series of 20 paintings has been housed in Moravský Krumlov's castle for over 50 years and is the town's main attraction. However, its owner, the city of Prague, will on Monday begin moving it to the capital, where it will be displayed at the Veletržný palác Modern Art Gallery. Mucha's heirs are also opposed to such a move, which they regard as merely temporary. The Art Nouveau pioneer gave the Slav epic to Prague, on the condition that the authorities build a dedicated home for his late masterpiece, a condition that remains unfulfilled. Saturday was the 150th anniversary of the birth of Alfons Mucha in the Moravian town of Ivančice. Two police cars collided in Prague on Saturday evening, the news website idnes.cz reported. The vehicles, both using their sirens, were in pursuit of another car when they crashed into one another at a crossroads in the district of Holešovice. Although one of the police cars came to a halt on its roof, there were no injuries. The driver they were pursuing, who had sped off when challenged to pull over for a roadside control, managed to escape. The wife of former Czech Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek has sparked a row with comments she made about female members of parties in the recently formed coalition government. Petra Porobková suggested the women had slept their way into high office in a text message she sent to reporters after losing a court case. Kristýna Kocsi of Public Affairs said for her part she'd gotten into politics thanks to the votes of her constituents. Public Affairs Kateřina Klasnova, who is Deputy Speaker of the Lower House, recently married the party's main financial backer, Vít Bárta, who was Minister of Transport. Both women appeared with female party colleagues in a glamorous calendar that has made international news. An annual festival aimed at drawing attention to Mikulov's tradition of cultural diversity and tolerance is being held in the South Moravian town. Visitors to the three-day event, taking place this year for the 11th time, have been sampling various kinds of food from around the region and beyond. One of the organisers told the Czech news agency that a noble family which ruled Mikulov for five centuries, the Dietrich Steins, had tolerated 13 different religious faiths. The town, which is near Vienna, was home to one of Moravia's biggest Jewish communities. The weather now, we should see rain and sunshine in the Czech Republic in the next few days. Temperatures are due to reach up to 23 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find several more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.